One reason North Carolina doesn't have any online charters is because up until this year, the State Board of Education was still trying to figure out how much money to give those schools. Virtual charters often don't have a schoolhouse. There are teachers, but usually class sizes are much larger than at a regular brick-and-mortar school. That issue has been resolved, at least for now. State board policy says the state should give virtual charters about $3,600 per student. That's about $1,500 less than what most charters in the state receive. The for-profit company K-12 is seeking approval again. 2 years ago, the group tried to open a charter school serving about 3,000 students. Cabarrus County Schools joined in that application because the district would have received a small percentage of profits. Another for-profit company called Connections Education also wants to open an online charter. Brian Setzer is part of that effort. He helped found the State Department of Public Instruction's version of online education called North Carolina Virtual Public Schools. He says the school would focus on quality, not enrollment numbers.
We're not trying to serve, 50 or 80,000 students. We're trying to serve 1,000, look at how that is going, and then scale to 1,500 and 2,000 and really make sure that we have the right infrastructure and that we're deliberate about it.
The third group is called North Carolina Cyber Academy. Like K-12's proposal, the group wants to serve elementary, middle, and high school students. However, state board policy doesn't allow online charters to serve elementary students. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.